This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the troubled state prison in Waupun is resigning. Randall Hepp is stepping down after a number of problems, such as a chronic lack of guards leading to lockdowns. Four inmates have died since last June, and there's an ongoing federal investigation. Several other prison employees have already resigned or been fired. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Republican Congressman Ryan Stile is downplaying the news.
Disappointing, to say the least. That said, I think at the end of the day, this conviction will be overturned by the appeals court in the appeals process.
Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore tells WISN-TV's Upfront the jury got it right.
You and I talked before the verdict was rendered. And I told you then that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system. It's the only thing I know as an American.
Meanwhile, Trump's son, Donald Jr., will campaign for Republican U.S. House candidate Tony Weed in the Green Bay area tomorrow night. That's according to a release from Weed's campaign. The former president is endorsing Weed in a three-way Republican primary against Roger Roth and Andre Jacques. A civic engagement organizer from the Hudson area says Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are a sign the legal system still works.
Our institutions are so dependent on trust, and that feels like it has been under attack. I really do think just completing this trial in a professional manner, under almost circus conditions, I think that is a little bit of a triumph.
Bob Moline is with Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin. Wisconsin's new Real ID cards are called the best designed in the U.S. The International Card Manufacturers Association gave Wisconsin the nod over the weekend. Wisconsin's ID cards incorporate anti-counterfeiting measures, security features, and are easier for people who check IDs. This week is Wisconsin Bike Week. The theme is Bikes Mean Business. Organizers are encouraging people to support local bike shops and other businesses that provide bike accessibility, amenities, and discounts. I'm Terry Bell. This is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Union workers from the Minnesota Sex Offender Program in Moose Lake rallied outside the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center on Sunday, raising awareness for staffing and safety concerns at the facility. According to a Northern News Now report, officials with the union say they want public officials to consider outside support and resources to help with staffing issues. Officials say each person in treatment costs the public nearly $500 per day, and they're looking to create positive outcomes for those people. As invasive species spread throughout northwest Wisconsin, the Department of Natural Resources is sharing tips on how to avoid helping them. Local municipalities have taken to crop dusters and cutting down trees to prevent the spread of emerald ash borer and spongy moths, but residents can do simple things like cleaning dirt off their shoes after a hike, following state firewood rules, and properly cleaning their fishing and boating equipment. A guide for identifying invasive species can be found on the DNR website. A former Spooner police officer has been charged with child sexual assault after allegedly engaging in inappropriate behavior with two area students. According to court records, 26-year-old Dakota Cody Dorn was placed on administrative leave when officials learned of the accusations in October, and he later resigned from the department in December. One victim accused Dorn of touching her inappropriately at school and during a ride-along. The other victim claims Dorn sent her an explicit photo on Snapchat. A new program aimed at addressing a teacher shortage will see student teachers at the University of Minnesota Duluth receive a $10,000 yearly stipend from the state. According to a Northern News Now report, the program seeks to help student teachers gain experience and advance in their career rather than letting them fall into debt. The school is just one of eight in the state that are participating in the pilot program, and proponents of the program say paid internships are long overdue in the teaching industry. A roofer was killed in Duluth on Thursday morning after being electrocuted while working at a home. According to the Duluth Police Department, the roofer was working on North 17 Avenue East in the Endion neighborhood when the accident occurred. He was reportedly climbing a ladder along an area that had a metal gutter, which then came into contact with a power line and electrocuted him. The man was taken to the hospital and was later pronounced dead. Law enforcement officials did not reveal his identity. Ascensia Health has announced a new check-in option for medical appointments in an effort to reduce wait times and operate more efficiently. Patients will now be able to use their MyChart app on their phone to check in before their appointments or an iPad in their clinic's lobby. Officials say it will make checking in easier for patients while freeing up more time for clinic staff to assist people who may need more help in a quicker manner. Critics of the program say they're concerned about the potential replacement of employees. Washington Elementary in Cloquet has been recognized as an ESEA Distinguished School. According to a Northern News Now report, the national award is given out for Native American students' scores in last year's state standardized testing period. School officials say about one quarter of their student body identifies as Native American, and they've worked to create a welcoming environment for their students. Washington Elementary was one of two schools in Minnesota to receive the national award. An animal shelter has received a massive $25,000 donation thanks to a partnership with Miners Super One Foods. According to a Fox 21 report, the grocery chain's fundraising campaign ran from May 3rd to May 20th, with each store being allowed to choose a local shelter to donate to. It's the second time the campaign has partnered with Animal Allies for National Pet Month. Shelter officials say the donation comes at a perfect time, as they tend to take in more dogs and cats during the summer months.
And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers frustrate the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers swept the White Sox over the weekend with a 6-3 win Sunday. A key play came in the top of the eighth. Christian Yelich catches a fly to left, then threw out Chicago's Tommy Pham at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Paredes needs a strikeout here. And Jolts skies one to left. Yelich coming in. Pham at third. He's going to test him. Here's the throw. Yelich on a hop. The tag. He is out. A double play to end the inning. Tommy Pham is upset. Yelich cuts him down.
I'm not sure what the commotion is. Tommy Pham is really hot.
Pham was livid after the game in the visitors' clubhouse.
One-run ball game, close play at the plate, and it actually wasn't even close. It was a shallow fly ball to left field. You would expect the left fielder to throw the base runner out on that play, but the situation of the game, third base coach sends you got to go. I'm nailed out at home by a mile. I'm going to the dugout, and I hear the tough guy with all the hoorah shit, so I'll never start anything, but I'll be prepared to finish it. There's a reason why, I do all kinds of fighting in the offseason, because I'm prepared to fuck somebody up, so you can take it as what it is.
The White Sox have now lost 11 in a row. The Crew begins a 6-game road trip tonight in Philadelphia. NFL. Packers announcing training camp will start earlier this year, July 22nd. That's because they kick off the season earlier, September 6th, against the Eagles in Brazil. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. No highly anticipated blockbusters open this week as the box office takes a breath after the holiday weekend. There are, however, several well-reviewed films opening, including The Dead Don't Hurt, written and directed by Viggo Mortensen, who also stars. The film is a Western drama and is reviewing well with critics, including the Capital Times' Rob Thomas. Summer Camp has some serious star power in Diane Keaton, Kathy Bates, and Alfre Woodard, but has not been shown to critics yet, so beware. Also opening is Ezra, starring Bobby Cannavale and Robert De Niro. The film has been described as a heartwarming comedy that is directed by Tony Goldwyn. If you were trying to catch up on blockbusters already released, definitely check out Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, which was number one at the box office last week and drew excellent reviews. Family films The Garfield Movie and If are a big hit with audiences, and if it's more adult comedy you're looking for, you can still check out the film Babes. Vanna White is not ready to retire just because Pat Sajak is hanging it up after 41 years. Sajak's last episode of Wheel will air June 7th. The 67-year-old White says she never would have thought she would have been at the job for 40 years. But loves that she doesn't play a character, is just herself, and gets to give money away. You could try to find something unlikable about Vanna White, but you would not be successful. Jerry Seinfeld cannot stay out of the news lately, but at least he admits he's not a real man. What? You heard it right. Seinfeld says he misses the days of the 60s, when there was a hierarchy that started with manly men at the top like JFK. Muhammad Ali and Sean Connery, who, by the way, openly admitted to slapping multiple women. Nice comp, Jer. Seinfeld says he is not a fan of toxic masculinity and admits he never made it to real man status because he became a comedian, which allowed him to remain childish. Yeah, that's why. It's time for one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for something to binge that will make you laugh, I recommend Hacks. I just started season one, which brought the show 32 Emmy nominations and 6 wins. Jean Smart portrays Deborah Vance, an aging Vegas comic and former TV star whose act needs some new blood, so she is paired with Ava, an entitled young comic who offends people without even trying. You can watch this award-winning show on Max. Ready to dish? There is new information about the failed marriage between Golden Bachelor Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist. At first, it was thought the couple split because neither was willing to move. The Hollywood Reporter says it was really that Turner lied about not dating anyone after his wife passed away in 2018. A woman named Carolyn came forward saying Turner asked her to move in with him, but then broke up with her because she gained 10 pounds shortly before a class reunion. So rude. Does anyone else find it hard to believe someone who wants reality show attention could be that shallow? Me neither. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will end this morning, then gradually it will become partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 80, with wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms once again with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.